weapon, which I got the power turned down so it doesn't burn a hole in the wall. That's the weapon. And then if it's a real foggy night, just cut through the fog. It allows you to find the spaceship. And then if it's a real black night, dark, then we use this device here. So you got several different things going on here. There's only one of these on the couple around in the whole world. I think Billy Myers had one, but he broke his over his wife's head. But other than that, you're not supposed to use them as clubs, like the police department does, you know. So you are witnessing a very amazing phenomenon here tonight. The true merit of Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show. Nobody ever sees this show because it's never happened before like this. I want Steve Barish to get one of these, too. My sidekick's going to have to be on here. And Don has to put a 2-inch space below my picture, so when he's on, he's 2 inches below me. Okay? So anyway, everything's cool up at BBS. Do you guys like where we're going with this? If not, we don't really care. We're going there anywhere. Anyway, yep, here we go. BBSradio.com. Somebody, Wesley Snipes, to promote this. I ought to get him on here. Now we're going to power up the last of the glass of wine here. Somebody else drank it up. And now we're going to get the shaoozi out. This is the shaoozi. Okay? You guys, shall I hang up again and call me on my other line? Well, you need to call me back because I think this line went dead. Can't hear you anymore. Get my secret pen out. Pleiadian pen.
We're there, believe me, we're here.
Oh, how come you're not talking to me?
Well, we just hooked you
into Station 2. Oh, did you? Yeah. Okay, you guys over in Station 2 hit the front page because we're trying out a new health, energy, and science tool. We just demonstrated the Pleiadian Wonder Weapon. With this new system, now we can demonstrate Pleiadian Wonder Weapons, new medallions, all kinds of new technology. We can have shaoozi online. Right there, that's stuff that gets you really feeling good. It's non-narcotic, non-alcoholic, but it will set your boat in the water straight on a windy day. Right? Kind of liking this. I will use up all my energy tonight. I won't be able to do a show for a month, but that's all right. When are you going to be on here, Don? You know how to set this up now, right? Like we did? Well, viewers, I guess we offended a couple of people and they left. Or maybe they didn't. Oh, here comes a caller. BBS Radio. I still haven't got the BBS jingle worked out. That might be a good one. Or maybe. How's that? BBS radio, a talking clarinet. That's what we need. 10 viewers. Well, our ratings are fading quick. I don't know how that new jingle is going to go. We should have a contest. And the winner either gets a free show on BBS Radio for 6 months or $50, whichever is a better deal. What do you think? Huh? Yeah, who comes up with the best jingle gets, 6 months of free airtime or $50, whichever is more valuable to them. What do you think? Yeah. Okay, we are down to 9 viewers. I think that I'm sinking. I think I'm going to have to get some some girls over here from Vegas or somewhere from the chorus line on here, because I don't think they like my face anymore. I mean, I've gone from a very successful show to 8 viewers. There's a little thing that reads up here. Are you able to see that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that is your other 9 viewer. Oh, ratings are coming up quick, baby. We're back up to 9 now. I think people are looking at this show. You know, they're real curiosity.
We've got 4 of them on the radio listening.
Do we? That's 14. You know, we're back to 3 years ago when I did my first show in your bedroom, under your bed. Remember we were both too loaded to even sit up? Yeah. You gotta, how soon can we get this jingle contest going? We need to get this going right away. Wow. I too bad I don't have my fancy microphone here. It's in the shop. Huh?
You have someone on the air with you.
Okay.
Are we on there?
Yeah, somebody. Is that a caller?
Yeah, Dr. Fred Bell. This is Earl Haskins in Hayesville, Kansas.
How are you doing, Earl? What do you do? Have you been on my show before?
Well, pretty good. Yeah, I've seen your show. This is the first time I have ever been able to get the video, so I was really surprised. I was going to tune in Lynn Horowitz, and here you are.
Yeah, I was demonstrating. Did you see me demonstrating the Pleiadian Wonder Weapon? Did you see
well,
that?
Well, it looks really groovy.
Yeah, it works. It's got 3 different things. It's Pleiadian. And I have a thing here.
Oh, is that right?
I have a terrestrial brain fryer called a cell phone here. This is a cancer for the head machine right here. You can see my bird, a picture of my bird on it there. See?
You can't get me interested on that. I already can mine. I'm the only man in the world without a cell phone.
Yeah, I believe it. I like to hold mine 50 feet away. I use mine about 2 hours a month. If not, probably an hour a month at the most.
Yeah, I'm leading the pack to oblivion. Business is going right down the drain, but I don't have a cell phone.
Well, that's good. I barely have mine, and I gotta get one of these things that's at a distance, because I don't even like to be on the phone, let alone a cell phone, but I have to.
Hey, what I wanted to ask you was, I heard you say on one of your other shows that it seems like manganese is more important than copper as a nutrition.
Well, copper is very bad for you, because it inhibits your hemoglobin's ability to transport oxygen out of your body and into your body and carbon monoxide and dioxide out.
Oh, is that right? Well, I got my information.
Copper blocks that. Yeah, copper. Copper's not needed in the human body very much. Very small amounts.
Only small amounts.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen for a long time, it seemed like most vitamins and stuff on the back, it would have a balanced amount of copper with manganese.
Now, we took the copper out. The manganese is very good for the nerves. It works with phosphorus and the calcium. And it also promotes the assimilation of calcium and also chromium and a few other minerals. We use that in our formulas, but we do not use copper in anything. We took it out years ago. Too much copper in the water supply.
I see.
Yeah,
do you know who Mark Purdy was?
Who?
Mark Purdy.
No, I don't know.
Might have heard the name.
Hmm?
He was a cattle farmer in Great Britain when they had the big mad cow scare in the 1980s.
Yeah.
And he had an organic herd, and he also had a commercial herd. Well, his commercial herd all got sick and died off.
Yeah.
And they had to dispose of them. But he did a lot of research after that on what the causes of mad cow, and he traced it to, what he said was that when there was organophosphate herbicide as a catalyst, and there was more manganese available than copper, then these cells in your brain would shuck off the copper tails and replace them with manganese, and then it'd go crazy.
Yeah, that's possible. Cow. But the it's a prion disease that actually perforates the gray matter. And so what it is, it's like flesh eating bacteria in the brain. Okay.
Yeah.
So if a person wants to prevent that, you know, then you need to keep your frequency high. and frequencies being high is, number one, don't eat any meat, you know. Number two, you know, use one of our nuclear receptors. That'll really, really elevate your frequency of your central nervous system. And then number three, if you wear one of these pyramids like I'm wearing, your assimilation of vitamin C will go up 500% measured through the urine with pyramid on, with pyramid off as a comparison. But we went down that road a long time ago with mad cow disease. Yeah. It's a pretty interesting study. And I got two children living over in England right now, so that eat meat. You know, they love meat. One of them does anyway. And one of them eats it occasionally. So I've always had a concern about that. And then, of course, we realized that the governments of the world with their depopulation plans will feed different areas, not really caring about the economy of those areas, with different kinds of viruses and bacteria. So that's how that works. The big thing right now that we're talking about on my shows is the government and what they're doing with direct broadcasting into people's brains, targeting people to do channeling and meditations to change their thought process and their personalities around without them even knowing it. And the ones that are not easy to change, they go into depression. They're using drugs like angel dust under the skies of Effexor and Xanax and all these other drugs. And then they're using a combo of the two things. And it's very effective on the American populace, actually the worldwide populace. And that's what our shows have been about lately. I don't know if you've been listening or not, but I got more.
Well, somewhere along the line, I've become very sensitive to electromagnetic radiation.
Yeah.
And I first got that way from messing with organite and orgon energy.
Yeah.
And I caught on to that. And then I realized all you got to do is point your hands at the sky and you can feel the radiation from the satellites.
Oh, yeah. If you're sensitive, if you're not, rub your hands together 10 or 20 times and then do it.
Yeah, I did that. It took me a whole half a lifetime, it seemed like, to find out what you were supposed to do to develop this. And then the end result, you're supposed to become a healer.
Yeah. Well, they profile. They're profiling people through Project Echelon to get these different radiation treatments. Steven Seagal in Under Siege 2, a movie came out several years ago, was the first to stumble on this, even before me. He made a movie about it. It's called Under Siege 2, where they actually directed this energy to a bunch of people on a train, including him.
Well, I think they already tried that with me, and
yeah.
It seemed like at one time I had a lot of thoughts beamed into my brain, about the same time as the Virginia Tech shooting. I became very conscious of that.
Yeah,
within a year, about a year. And
yeah, he was
going through a siege of it.
Paxil. Yeah, that kid there, he was on Paxil. And when he went off of it, it's when they dosed him. That's usually when they dose him with the radiation. They have a handheld device that they also use. Looks like a radar gun. But that was Paxil that set him off.
It's so stifling. It's hard to sleep here at my house.
Yeah.
Would you recommend?
Well, I put a portamid over your bed, you know, and get one of our star orbs. That's the first two things you need for sleep. They're a must in this country, believe me.
There's got to be some way to shield yourself from radiation. But I see the FBI made an announcement that if you shield yourself from radiation, you're a terrorist.
Yeah. I'm sure they make all kinds of announcements.
Well,
what do you think about that, Seth? Are you there? I don't know if those guys in the background can hear us or not. Well, anyway, what do you think about our new system we're playing with tonight? Do you like it?
Well, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Tell your friends, Dr. Bell, you know, we started this show underneath Don's apartment in his bed, under his bed, you know, because we were too crazy to sit up in it. And we started this show in his apartment 3 years ago on August 2nd. And now we're on TV. Can you believe that? Worldwide.
I was just amazed. I whipped it on. I was going to listen to Horowitz. And here you are in gleaming person.
Yeah, they're actually beaming out. So I guess this is how the shows are going to go from now on, you know. We're just working out the bugs. Nice. I don't have my best microphone, though, because it's in the shop. But it sounds pretty
you
good.
You certainly
to
have a lot of different microphones.
Yeah, I got a lot of microphones, but I got an RCA 44 that I like the best, the ribbon mic. Built in 1948. It used to broadcast to all the ships at sea. Walter Cronkite used it for a while, along with a lot of other people, and I had that microphone. So that's what we use on BBS. We call it the classic mic. So what do you do for a living down there? You retired or you
Well, dead? I'm retired now. I was a concrete contractor most of my life.
Were you?
And with everything going on in the world, I'm just really sick of working. It's more fun just to watch what's happening and try to learn how to survive and live long enough just to see how it all plays out.
Did you actually work with the United Auto Workers and provide a resting place for some of their victims or make extra money, or you just put concrete in the ground?
We were just trying to pave the earth with concrete. We had no innovations.
No bones or bodies then, huh?
No, we didn't do that kind of stuff.
Okay. You could retire quicker that way, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad you enjoy it, so tell your friends about it. I say I've got 11 viewers. I think my first show I had 6 or 4 3 years ago.
Well,
now I think I'm
going
up 15 or 20 now. But that's good, you know.
So what's your headgear made out of?
We make it out of the cheaper stuff, the less expensive stuff made out of iron, but the good stuff, we use titanium, gold, copper, silver, and diamonds.
Is that like laminated?
Yeah, we sort of was plating. We have an aerospace company that plates it for us. You can't plate this with ordinary plating. It's too exotic.
Oh, and one of them you coat with diamond dust.
Yeah, that's a chrysolidome. That's been a big...
But are those like industrial diamonds?
Yeah. They're high quality, but they're industrial. Wait. They're shavings off of from cutting factory.
From cutting diamonds.
Oh, actually, no. I take it back. They're a gemstone grade, yeah. Because they're cut off
gemstone.
Yeah, they come from the cuttings of, you know, exotic diamonds.
Right.
They're not used for carborundum wheels and that kind of stuff. That's industrial. No, these are gemstones. They're really pretty. We're sold out right now. We're going to make some more. We've just getting the process down. We haven't been able to make too many at once, but we're making a few here and there.
So your pyramid, does that kind of, like, clear up your thinking?
Well, the power dome will do that. The chrysolidome is kind of psychedelic. And we kind of recommend it with this drink right here, which is Fo Tai and Ginseng. The stuff right here, which we sell, is called Shaolut. You drink about three shots of this and put one of those on, you're good for the day or the night. You know, this stuff will really kick. And it's just a very powerful. I mean, you know how you get high on ginseng. Ginseng's a joke next to this stuff.
I didn't know you could get high on ginseng, but...
Oh, yeah, you can on empty stomachs.
If you use ginseng or some other stuff, you're not supposed to...
Yeah, it's a very nice high. It's very, very psychedelic, but it lasts 2 or 3 hours, you know. But you have to really be pretty much not eating for a day or two. You have to really clear yourself out, otherwise it doesn't work. Yeah, it has saponins in it that create a block on the serotonin reuptake. But it's a natural thing. It's not like Effexor and all that kind of stuff. There's no coming down, and there's no side effects, and there's no suicides afterwards.
Well, you got in on the ground floor of the laser business.
Yeah, I did. I helped start it. There were 3 of us that started it. Ivan Ponadell up at Lazarium, Fred Lord out in Vegas, and me with Mel's Grit in the crystal world. Now everybody's using them. We also built the first scanners, and now there's scanners on eBay. They're by the hundreds. We built the first ones 30 years ago, 35. I got one in my living room on right now, 35 years old.
Well, I'd probably be a perfect candidate to try your nuclear receptor.
Oh, yeah, you'd be good. Call that 800 number and put an order in sometime. Anyway, I got to get off the air here. This has been fun.
Okay, I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling, though. Listen to the show. We're going to have we've got Apollo Light Systems on Friday night, and then the following weekend I've got Colin Ross, who... one of the top psychiatrists in the world. He busted the CIA and all their MK Ultra stuff, and so we got, you know, he's the real deal. And
plenty.
And we got a seminar on June 16th. You might want to sign up. Oh, June 6th, 7th, and 8th, we have a seminar coming up.
That's in California.
Yeah, it's in California. Sean David Morton will be there, and so will Randy Masters.
All right, then.
All right, well, it's good having
well,
you on
have
the show,
day.
Even though we didn't have a show. You were a good
like
first caller
game.
On the new BBS television network that we're starting.
Wow, I'll go down in history.
Yeah, you will. Actually, you're in history now. I don't know if
all right.
Now if you want to admit to that, but you may be okay by then, you know? And if you put a jingle in, you know, we need to have a BBS jingle, like I was playing on my clarinet a minute ago, something new. You'll get a 6 months of free shows or $50, whichever one you want, you know, whichever is better to you. So,
wow.
Yeah, got a lot of choices there. All right,
all right.
Well, that's fine. What was your name
all
again?
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Earl Haskin.
Earl Haskin, I'll remember that. I'll never forget.
All right. All right, bye now.
Bye, Earl. Well, Don, you back there? I'm going to be signing off here soon. This was fun. We were probably on for... Yeah, hey, Don, how'd you like that?
I loved it.
Earl Haskin, who called in from the Midwest, he loved the show.
Excellent. Well, everything's going...
Yeah, he says the quality is good, and he wants to watch more, and he wants to get into the jingle contest.
Excellent.
He doesn't think being a show host is much amounts to nothing, but he likes the $50.
Clarity is perfect, the sound is perfect, the interaction is
perfect. Yeah, you can thank Ryan for all of this, you know.
Yeah,
I think this, I mean, this is, you know, simple enough that I can actually do it. And the beauty of it was that I got to demonstrate a Pleiadian wonder weapon here. You know, this wonder weapon is the real deal. This is not a toy. This, look at that thing. You know, you could be dead right now if you were in the way of those beams, you know. I think I just burned a hole in my wall, but well, I got a plumber, a plaster guy that takes care of those holes in the wall here. So are you going to bed now, or are you going to stay up all night? Yeah, you. Well, we had a big show tonight. We had up to 14 viewers.
Well, you had up to 18 at one point,
I thought. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, I guarantee it. So why don't you... put something up there. You got Watch Dr. Bell Live now. Dr. Bell was live. New television broadcast. Boom, blah, blah, you know. Starting...
We'll do it upright for your show, and then we'll have that. You'll say
yeah.
You'll need to record it so that we can keep a copy of the video.
Well, I don't know how to do that yet. Well, I guess to start recording, does it go into my hard drive on my computer or what?
Well, it probably will. Say before it'll be a hard drive, then you just have TPS to
it. Okay. And I need to send you the FTP link to my newest computer downstairs, which I have. Yeah, we'll do that. Just send it to fredbellparadigm.com. Well, we got to do it live because I got to have the code words and all that.
Yep.
All right, let me sign off here and then I'll be done.
You're fantastic, my friend.
Okay, you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell, Health Science and Energy Show in Sobriety tonight, even though it looked like we were getting loaded. We weren't. It was all fake. We had one caller. Earl was on, and we're going to be doing this every Friday night. This is BBS Radio going into oblivion. And with that, I want to thank you all for being on my show, all million of you tonight. See you Friday. And hopefully, this is a new direction for BBSRadio.com.